one and only. He's the epitome of soul and countryness and originality. Many nights of enjoyment hearing this man swing on the trombone. Wycliffe Pinecone Garden. On the piano, I've been knowing him since he was 14. I heard him play in a master class. I said, "What you gonna play, son?" He said, "I'm gonna play some Art Tatum." I said, "Oh." Boy, didn't like to be told nothing. I'd tell him something, he'd be like, "Yeah, okay, man." He has perfect pitch. Comes on the road with 2,000 CDs and listens to all of them. Always is correcting words. If you use a word wrong, he's gonna correct it for you and bring the dictionary to show you what it means. Mr. Eric Reed. Yeah. On the tenor, the soprano, saxophone, and the clarinet, well, he's only been in the band for a year. But we played in the elementary school honor band together. It was called the Jesuit High School Honor Band. We were elementary school students. I was like 9 years old, and Vic was 9 or 10. How old was you, Vic? 15? No. He's still the same. Fiery, don't care, cuss you out, work hard, complain when we playing basketball, always talking about somebody fouling him. The slightest foul, he's ready to fight you. If you look at him, you're like, "Man, oh, man." Can play all the reading. Flute, clarinet, soprano, baritone, saxophone, bass clarinet, oboe, everything. The glass, he don't care what he'll play. Mr. Victor Goins. On the bass, he's from Portland. He's another one. He's only been in the band for a year, so we don't have a lot of good stories about him. He's always playing chess, talking about who he beat. Did we get on a plane or something, they set the chessboard up and they start talking. He and Hurling. But he's always talking, the bass and the drums. "Man, come on, get this behind with him," except they don't say behind. Who's ahead in the series now?
Man, you know you're not ahead.